Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on October 27th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. The Court of Appeal for Ontario has dismissed a motion for summary judgment in a case where a company sued two lawyers it employed as in-house counsel. OZ Optics sued Samuel Swisberg and Diane Evans for breach of contract, as well as claims in tort framed as breach of fiduciary duty, conspiracy with intent to injure, and negligent performance of a service. The Ontario Superior Court granted a motion for summary judgment from Evans and Swisberg, stating that there was no breach of duties and dismissed the action, in part because of the actions of CEO Amer Sesemann. In his resignation letter, Swisberg told the CEO, "You make it impossible for lawyers in this litigation to advise you with the honesty and candor required of them by the rules of professional conduct." Cyber threats continue to intensify, and international political crises are adding to the threat landscape. At the same time, Gowling WLG partner and cybersecurity expert Brent Arnold says many smaller organizations struggle to afford the insurance that courts and regulators expect them to have.
As a lawyer who's advising clients, among the things I'm worrying about are cyber insurance is now getting out of reach for at least some clients. It's getting more expensive. There are fewer insurers willing to provide it. And the hoops that a company is going to have to go through to qualify for insurance, there's a lot more of them. And so it's getting more expensive just to get the insurance, if you can get the insurance. And that arrives at a time when courts and privacy regulators are kind of expecting you to have it, right?
British Columbia has introduced legislation that would make it easier for internationally trained professionals to work in the province, including lawyers. Bill 38, the International Credentials Recognition Act, will help regulatory bodies improve the credential recognition process for these professionals. The bill seeks to establish an Office of the Superintendent of International Credential Recognition under the Ministry of Labour. Skilled professionals from around the world move to BC hoping to put their skills to good use, but instead face huge obstacles and often confusing process to get their credentials recognised, said Premier David Eby in the government announcement. Canadian lawyer spoke with Roselle Kim, senior staff lawyer at the Women's Legal Education and Action Fund, about her work. She spoke about some of the challenges.
We are a small team. We have limited capacity to take on different court cases or law reform projects. So there's a lot of deliberation that we do on like what we decide to do and what we decide not to do. And, you know, saying no to things is very hard because there are so many important cases and proposed laws or changes to laws that we want to work on, but we can't do all of them.
She also spoke about how LEAF has broadened its mandate, including taking a position on sex work where it had not in the past.
As an organization, we are thinking about what does it mean to be a gender equality organization now, and who are we centering and who are we leaving out? And I think having these kinds of discussions led to things like the mandate update and also the position on sex work. And I don't know, like, obviously I was the chair of the sex work, like, position paper, and I led that, but I do think it was a collective sort of effort and decision, you know, especially including management, like our ED, EDGC and the board as well, who had a desire to be a part of that.
Kim was one of the top 25 most influential lawyers of 2023. Althea Francis has been promoted to the role of General Counsel at Public Prosecution Service of Canada following more than 20 years of dedicated service to the independent government authority. The first black woman to earn the prestigious General Counsel title at the Ontario Regional Office of the PPSC, Francis is passionate about taking action against systemic discrimination and racism in the criminal justice system.
Recognizing that there is an overrepresentation within the criminal justice system, and actually putting in place tools, policies, procedures, and programs to really effectively make a change is something that's top of mind for me. And I'm so proud that it aligns with the priorities of the Public Prosecution Service, that looking at overrepresentation for Indigenous, Blacks, and other marginalized individuals is one of our key priorities. And so aligning with the priorities of the organization sort of is comforting to me because I've worked in this space of equity, diversity, inclusion for some time.
Lexpert has just published the 2023 special edition on mining. This edition features the top mining lawyers and provides insights about how the demand for electric vehicles is spurring deal-making across the mining industry. Go to lexpert.ca to learn how the industry is now a key player in the transition and ESG shift. You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favourite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.